Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the 11th Annual International Meeting for Autism Research. And I'm just delighted to see you all here, and especially this early hour of the morning. My name's Helen Tager-Flusberg, and I'm the president of INSAR, the International Society for Autism Research, and we're the organization that sponsors this meeting. In a minute, I'm going to introduce you to the conference co-chairs, the people who have really done all the hard work over the last several months, actually over a year, I would say, to organize this fantastic meeting. I think we'll hear from them. This is a record-breaking meeting for the organization, and I think you're in for an incredible treat over the next 3 days. Now, before we begin, I'd like to remember two remarkable leaders from the United States who passed away earlier this month, two remarkable women who contributed so much to research in the field of autism. And the first one I would like to talk about is Marion Sigman. Marion was the first president of the International Society for Autism Research, and she was instrumental in getting our organization and fostering the early stages of this meeting. She conducted groundbreaking developmental studies on autism. She was a dear friend of mine, and she was a pioneer who mentored many students and then brought together over the last 15, 20 years or so, an incredible group of researchers, some of whom had been her students, others were her colleagues at UCLA, where she was the principal investigator of their collaborative programs of excellence in autism, then their START program, and more recently, their Autism Center of Excellence. She was an amazing woman, and we will miss her dearly, and her work will remain with us for a long time to come. Second, I'd like to remember Patty Rodier, who was another pioneer. She came from the field of embryology and psychology, and she too was the principal investigator for 10 years of the Collaborative Programs of Excellence in Autism, the CPEA, that was at the University of Rochester. And she was interested in the very early origins of autism in the first couple of months post-conception. Her particular focus was on the interaction between genes and environment, and was the first to bring to the attention particular environmental toxicants that are known to be contributing factors to the onset of autism spectrum disorders. And now Lonnie Zweigenbaum will speak about another pioneer from Canada who recently passed away.
So Canada also lost a passionate leader in autism research in this past year. Jeanette Holden, whose appointment was at Queen's University in Kingston, had a primary focus in autism genetics research, but her reach was far greater. Her enthusiasm and dedication really brought people together, brought together scientists from across Canada and North America towards the common cause of what Jeanette talked about of unraveling the mysteries of autism. Jeanette often spoke about how she drew her inspiration from her brother Jim, who had an autism spectrum disorder. And really, Jeanette was a major leader, not only within the research community, but within the advocacy community, serving on the board of Autism Ontario for many years, and also helping found its research committee, and really setting an example for the advocacy committee, and the research community working together. Jeanette will be greatly missed by all of us, and her impact on the autism community was tremendous in Canada.
Okay, now it's my distinct pleasure to be able to thank our sponsors. Without the incredible generosity and support at many levels, not just the financial, of major organizations, we would really not be able to hold the kind of meeting that we're going to be mounting over the next few days. And we're particularly pleased that this group of sponsors has made such a strong commitment to the scientific research in the field of autism that meets the highest quality standards that we all set for ourselves. So at the gold level, I'd like to recognize Autism Speaks and the Simons Foundation Autism Research. That's the platinum level, I'm sorry, the Simons Foundation for the Autism Research Initiative, or SFARI, the gold-sponsored levels, the Autism Science Foundation, and the Autism Research Institute. At the silver level, we thank the Hillebrand Foundation and the Nancy Laurie Marks Family Foundation. And at the bronze level, we recognize the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Integrigen, NeuroDevNet, Pfizer, Prometheus Research, and the Seneff Family Foundation. And I've highlighted here in red the Canadian organizations that not only provided amazing support for our pre-conference that was held yesterday for local stakeholders, community and professional and parents in the field of autism, but have also contributed to the support of the International Meeting for Autism Research. So now what I'd like to do is to introduce you to the governing board of INSAR. Okay, that's the next slide. You got them in the wrong order. The governing board. These are the colleagues who really do all the hard work with me and provide an enormous amount of support all throughout the year to grow the organization. And I hope that all of you will be at the business meeting on Saturday to hear about the accomplishments of the last year and to think about what we want to do as an organization in the coming year. And then I'd like to recognize the conference co-chairs of this meeting. The conference co-chairs, Lonnie Zweigenbaum and Wendy Roberts, and the program co-chairs, who are the people who put together the wonderful set of speakers, symposia, posters, and so forth, Stephen Scherer and Peter Zatmari. Okay, so I'd like to turn the podium over to Wendy Roberts.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to welcome you to Toronto and welcome IMFAR for the second time back in Canada. Montreal beat us to it the first time, I guess, 5 years ago, and now we're delighted to have you here in Toronto. I think we've got great weather over the next few days, but don't enjoy too much of it, because we'd like you to be enjoying the great program coming up. I do want you, though, if you do need some exercise, because we're right in the center of so many wonderful things, that if you have a few minutes, you can explore the Distillery District and all the old factories of Old Toronto to the east. And then there's the waterfront and harbor tours and all the great activities to the south. And then we have the dome and for baseball fans and the CN Tower, which until recently was the world's largest freestanding structure. It's a great way to get the perspective of where you are in the middle of the metropolis. And then for those of you who liked art, the Art Gallery of Ontario is a treat. And then our jewel, the Royal Ontario Museum up on Bloor Street, is an architectural wonder and has some real treasures there. So welcome to Toronto, welcome to the nightlife, the great food and the great entertainment, and we hope that you'll have a wonderful conference in what we think is a wonderful city. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody, and I too want to welcome you to the second decade of IMFAR meetings, which is the theme of the current conference. I know that when David Amaral asked Steve and I and Wendy and Lonnie if we would be interested in organizing a meeting in Toronto, we looked at each other and we said, "Oh my God, you must be joking." But in actual fact, it's turned out to be a lot of fun. It's been a gratifying experience. We really enjoyed it. We've had tremendous support from the board, but also from the local arrangements committee, worked so hard in organizing, making things happen. The program committee has been Gedefeagable. I knew I'd stumble over that word. Worked really hard at organizing a great program with interesting posters and thinking very carefully about how to place things in the program. The conference organizers, Convex, has done a fabulous job and really making it run smoothly in terms of the selecting the presentations. I'm really excited to tell you that this is the largest conference in the history of IMFAR. We're approaching 2,000 registrants, which has never happened before. We had more abstract presentations than ever before. It's a conference that's packed with interesting and exciting work. The theme of the conference, as I said, is looking ahead to the end of the second decade of IMFAR. It's really gratifying to see how much the field has moved forward in the first decade of IMFAR. I think everybody can agree that people with autism and their families are better off today than they were 10 years ago. And this organization, I think, can take a significant amount of credit for that, those advances in the field. Certainly we know more about etiology and causes and treatment about autism spectrum disorders, and I think we can all feel some gratification in the progress that we as an organization have contributed to that. But there are some really important questions that remain, and the theme of this conference is to identify those questions, to sharpen them, to learn about new methodologies that could help us in addressing those questions, and to forge new collaborations and networks so that we can address those questions in the most methodologically rigorous fashion. Science is very much a public discourse, and IMFAR is really our discourse, and I hope that you enjoy the conversation over the next couple of days. So I just have a few administrative comments to make. First is, please turn off the cell phones and the pagers during the presentations. If you're not already a member of INSAR, we invite you to join the organization during the meeting. Stop by the registration desk for more information. Those Visa cards that you've got, they'll work anywhere in the city, and you'll be glad to know that the Canadian dollar is dropping, so that your money is worth more now than it ever was before. Also, in case you needed to know, this is Queen Victoria's birthday weekend, so we in Canada have a long weekend, and you can share with us and celebrate Queen Victoria. And I think there was one more thing I had to say. The exhibitors hall, yes, please go to the exhibitor hall on Friday and Saturday, because the program would not be possible without their support.